Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of N Consulting, and I will be your cruise director for this and every episode of The Daily Complaint. So welcome to those of you who are listening live. Welcome to those of you who are listening later. We don't care whether you listen live or later. We just care that you listen and that you digest, if nothing else, that you need to know your rights in order to assert your rights. So that's what we do here at The Daily Complaint. So again, welcome to those of you who are listening. Welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. It's a wonderful step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. It's a first step. It's, you know, dipping your toe in the pool, so to speak. So welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. Welcome to those of you who are joining us for the second, third, fifth, tenth, twelfth time. That's more like jumping in the pool without dipping your toe in first. Okay, so you've made a commitment, those of you who are joining us for multiple shows, to not only know your rights, but to take that action and to assert your rights and to commit to achieving your desired results. So let me back up again and welcome you to the show. Let me reintroduce myself. My name is Dana Schaffman. As I said, I am the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own N Consulting. N Consulting brings to you The Daily Complaint every weekday. I believe at this point we've settled on, at least till the time changes, 10 a.m. West Coast time, 1 p.m. East Coast time, with the caveat that on Thursdays we're going to be airing the show live 30 minutes before. However, all that said, reality is that you don't have to listen live to listen. Okay, you simply have to visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. When you get there, every show is archived. Pretty sure we're rounding the corner to 290 shows, which means by the end of next month, we should absolutely, and possibly by the end of this month, we should be at 300 shows. So we're well on our way to having hundreds of shows for you to listen to. We're well on our way to making sure that you all know your rights and have a clear pathway to assert your rights. We want to make sure you know what options exist for you. We want to make sure you know the truth about mortgage assistance or mortgage debt or escrow fraud. We want to make sure that you have resources to exercise your rights outside of whomever is violating them. Okay, we're actually going to bring to you later this week an example of someone that posted a complaint but also called our office. So we were able to actually speak with this individual, and I was able to personally direct him to where he needed to go in order to assert his rights. So it's a wonderful opportunity that we have every weekday to bring to you The Daily Complaint. We're so blessed and grateful to be able to do that. Our goal is to provide hope and optimism for you, to identify the options that exist for you, and to provide that pathway for success, the pathway to assert your rights, okay? We are not attorneys. I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on TV. I'm not interested in being an attorney. I'm not going to give you any legal advice. That's not what we do here. What we do is we talk about your consumer rights, okay? As strategic business consultants, we've gotten the consumer rights advocacy bug here at N Consulting and The Daily Complaint, which means we are all about asserting the rights of our clients, you, consumers, in making sure that you have a pathway for assistance, whether you are current on your mortgage and experiencing escrow fraud, whether you are in danger of falling behind, or whether you've already fallen behind and are now are facing foreclosure. There are options that exist for each and every one of you. And reality is that many of those people that you speak to on the other end of the phone at your mortgage servicing company, whether it be Ocwen, which we're going to talk about today, NationStar, SPS, SLS, GreenTree, Bank of America, we've got a complaint against them this week, ASC, Wells Fargo, Chase, I promise you, the complaints are evenly spread across the board, okay? So, fraud exists everywhere. Violations of your consumer rights exist everywhere. Some are better at dealing with it than others. Some continue the bad behavior even though we've identified it. So it is a matter, folks, of knowing your rights and understanding how to assert them. And that's what we do here at the Daily Complaint. So welcome to the Daily Complaint. We've made a commitment to air live every weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, at least as much as we can. Obviously, the holidays are going to be a little dicey, and in full disclosure, I'm pregnant, and I give birth right between Christmas and New Year's, or at least that's what the expectation is. So we'll have to see if the month of January, if we'll be able to roll out the show for you, but nonetheless, or nevertheless, we are almost approaching 300 shows. So reality is that we are always, and I mean always, available to you to answer your questions, okay? How do you reach us? That's a great question, okay? Thedailycomplaint.com is going to be your end-all, be-all for getting educated, knowing your rights, asserting your rights, and contacting us. You can contact us through thedailycomplaint.com, which is our show page, okay? My personal signature exists after every show or contained within every show. When it gives you the description of the show, it's signed by me personally. So you've got my personal email as well as our office number here at End Consulting, okay? So there's no reason for you not to contact us in actually multiple ways. Our Twitter and Facebook links are on our show page at thedailycomplaint.com. You can dial up Twitter and Facebook. We put many of the resources, if not all of them, some over and over again, on Twitter and Facebook. That way you have access to them at your leisure or leisure. You don't have to wait for us. But if you're seeking something or you don't know where to go or how to get something solved, I promise you, it's way better to reach out to someone, us, a friend, a neighbor, a regulatory agency, somebody, than suffering in silence. Okay, so that's my call to action for all of you. That's our commitment here on our side of the Daily Complaint and End Consulting fence, is to make sure that we provide as many resources to you as possible in order for you to know your rights and especially assert your rights, okay? So today, the way our show works, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, is we answer a consumer complaint, okay? I would say not enough, but many consumers post complaints about different mortgage servicers and their situation, okay? All too often, they're reaching out for help. Okay, so we're trying to figure out a way to help them. And what we do understand is probably for every one person that posts, there's 100 people that don't post. So maybe 1% of consumers actually post up their complaints. So we felt by putting together the Daily Complaint, a weekday radio show, weekdays, we're able to live and breathe forever on the web, and therefore people can marry up their consumers, I should say, can marry up their complaints to what we've covered on the show. So we're going to take this complaint today. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the options that exist for this homeowner or borrower, or maybe things that were done incorrectly. We're going to talk about the resources that we utilize and what resources that consumers like this gentleman or woman have at their disposal, or like you, like all of us, me too. As consumers, what do we have at our disposal? Okay, so we're going to talk about all of that. Okay, so like I said, you're listening to The Daily Complaint. You can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com to contact us. I promise you, just by listening for 30 minutes today, I'm going to educate you for the rest of your life as to what exists out there for you as a consumer. And the resources we're going to provide to you are not solely for those mortgage holders or borrowers. They also exist for auto loan consumers, for payday loan consumers, for credit reporting consumers, basically any financial service that you have or are seeking. We have resources for you from a regulatory standpoint, and you have resources yourself in your state, which we'll explain that as well. Okay, so again, welcome to The Daily Complaint. Today we're actually going to talk about one of our favorite villains, which is Ocwen, also known as Ocwen Loan Servicing. Okay, this was posted by Lashton out of Dallas, Texas. I don't know if a Lashton is a man or a woman, but we're going to go with man. Okay, so we're going to call him Lash, okay? So Lash posted this Wednesday, September 9th, so we're pretty timely, 5 days ago, if that, 4 or 5 days ago. Like I said, he's out of Dallas, Texas, and he posted it against Ocwen. This is the title of his post, okay? Ocwen's loan mod process requires late pays. They're holding me hostage. Okay, that's pretty strong. I would say for a title, not the strongest I've seen, but strong enough, okay? So what does Lashton have to say? So Lash states, after losing my job in early 2014, I applied to Ocwen for a loan modification. Okay, so remember that, okay? Lost his job in early 2014 and applied for a loan modification. Why am I telling you to remember that? Just remember that he was unemployed. Okay. My relationship manager, John Cruz, informed me that my application for a modification would not be considered. Huh. Okay, I wonder why. He obviously has had a loss in income. He's had a financial hardship. Ocwen would only consider a modification if my payments were late. Okay, so that's not true, by the way, folks. They might tell you it's true, but I'm going to read to you otherwise here in a second. But let's get through the complaint first. I'm just trying to, let's put all these benchmarks in our memory bank. So far, what do we know? We know that Lash lost his job in early 2014. He has a relationship manager at Ocwen who's advising him that he needs to stop paying his mortgage in order to be considered for mortgage assistance. Okay? Since I would have to have a modification to avoid foreclosure, I stopped making my loan payments on time and incurred several 60-day late fees. Okay. So, that's also what we know. Okay, so in order to avoid foreclosure, he stopped making his payments so he could qualify for mortgage assistance. Okay, we're gonna look at that in a second, but let's keep going. In July 2015, okay, so about a year later, my modification was finally approved. I received a trial modification schedule which indicated I should not make another payment until September 1st payment was due. Okay, so we're going to talk about this more at length, but generally, depending on what program you enter into with regard to modifying your loan, if you have a government modification, if they don't approve your modification by the 15th of that month, then there's going to be an interim month before your modification starts, your trial starts. So, for example, if he was approved July 16th, then his payment wasn't going to start in August. It was going to start in September. Okay? So just kind of give you a little background. I made this payment during the last week of August. Okay? So he paid early, which he's allowed to do, by the way. Okay? Last week, I found a house for sale that was considerably smaller and cheaper than my current one. Since I had begun working again, I decided to apply for financing. But I didn't qualify for anything because of the late payments Ocwen had forced me to make in order to qualify for a modification. In addition to pushing my mortgage FICO score to under 580, the late payments disqualify me for every type of loan available. The upshot of all this is that I'm stuck in a property that I can't afford on the long term, but Ocwen's modification methods prevent me from selling it, paying them off, and buying a home worth about 50% less. I've requested that Ocwen remove the late payments, as I feel like it was unfair to force me to trash my own credit score by making the late payments, but I have not received any response at all. Okay. So, a couple things to know about the situation, okay? Let's kind of go piece by piece. Okay. When you lose your job, if you can afford to keep your payments current, but you seek mortgage assistance, chances are if you modify your loan, your credit is going to be dinged regardless, okay? Per my understanding, and I am no credit expert, per my understanding, the only way he could have avoided that is to have refinanced his home, but he would have needed a job in order to do that, okay? So Lash was kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place to begin with. Now, I don't know when Lash got a new job, because in order to get a new job get a modification, you have to have a job. There is a modification that exists under Making Home Affordable. That is the Home Affordable Modification Program UP program, which is the unemployment program, which provides you with a forbearance, okay? So, all that said, okay, all of that should have been discussed at the time that Lash was experiencing financial hardship in early 2014, okay? But Lash stopped making his loan payments and incurred 60-day late fees. So once you incur a 30-day late fee, it's reported on your credit as late, okay? And if you're 60 days late, then it's getting reported as 60 days late, okay? So it is a choice, folks, okay? If you're going to modify your home and your loan, it generally means you're going to modify it in order to stay there, okay? He could have sold his home, rented someplace, and never incurred any credit issues whatsoever, and then purchased a new place when he had a job. So that would have been an option for Lash, okay? However, and this is the kicker, you don't have to be late on your mortgage payments. You don't have to miss your mortgage payments to seek mortgage assistance. And I'm going to prove that to you in a second by reading something off a website, okay? When you sign the modification paperwork, you generally enter into a trial period, okay? Especially if you're doing an MHA HAMP, which is a Making Home Affordable Modification Program. Your trial period is going to be 3 months, okay? They are not going to report you as current on your mortgage. They're going to report you as working it out, you know, in a workout plan to your credit, to the credit agencies, okay? So your credit's going to get dinged. If you modify your mortgage, your credit's going to get dinged because you're basically not adhering to the terms that were agreed upon initially, okay? whether it's your fault or not, whether it's a toxic or predatory loan or not, it doesn't matter. Your credit's still going to get dinged because you're entering in, and through a modification, you're going to be paying generally less. So for those 3 months, you're not going to be satisfying. Now, once your trial modification ends and you receive a permanent modification, at that point, your credit then will get better because they will then report you as current once you've modified your loan. Okay? But you're still going to get dinged for all the months that he's stating that he didn't stop making his payments and incurred 60-day late fees and whatnot as he was going through the process. Okay? He may have avoided foreclosure, but it's important for you to understand you always have the option to sell your house. Okay? Now, if you're underwater, meaning you owe more than your home is worth, and you want to sell it via a short sale, you can do that as well. However, your credit's going to get dinged again. Okay? So, again, you've got to understand all of these options that exist, and you've got to know what your rights are and what options exist for you in order to move through the process. In my opinion, if Lash wants to, he can sell his home right now. There's probably no prepayment penalty, meaning there's no penalty for him selling his home now. But it's going to be increasingly difficult to get into a new home if you have those types of delinquencies on your credit. Because these days, you have to have near or almost perfect credit in order to qualify for a mortgage, and you have to show that you can pay the mortgage long term. Okay? So, again, it's about understanding what options exist for you. Okay? So, there were two sides of the coin here. Lash could have sold his home. If his home was worth more than his mortgage was, there would have been no credit issues whatsoever because he would have just sold his house, taken the money, paid off his loan. And if there was any left over, he could use that to put it down on renting a place, okay? But he would have had to have a job in order to do that, you know, because most people will require you to have a job or income if you're going to rent a place, whether you're renting a house, an apartment, unless you're moving in with somebody you already know, and they know you just sold your house and you've got 30 grand in the bank, and they don't really care. You know, then you could just rent a room or whatever the case may be. Okay, so there are multiple ways that, you know, we can slice and dice this situation. Okay, however, with regard to Lash's situation, okay, he didn't have to be behind to qualify for mortgage assistance. He could have qualified for mortgage assistance, but regardless, his credit would have been dinged, okay? So you've got to understand what the repercussions are of, and by the way, mortgage assistance includes a short sale, meaning you're selling your home because you're still not adhering to the obligation that you signed for, stating that I'll pay you X number of dollars, so on and so forth. Okay? So now that we know that, let's talk about what options exist for you and for Lash and anybody else, okay? So we're going to go to the Making Home Affordable website, which is makinghomeaffordable.gov, okay? On the top left, it states, need mortgage help. Steps to get help. 1, identify your situation. 2, explore programs. 3, prepare what you'll need. 4, apply for help today, okay? So under the program options, there's the Home Affordable Modification Program, that's known as HAMP, and it's designed to lower your monthly mortgage payments, making them more affordable and sustainable for long term. If you have a Fannie or Freddie, you could save with a Home Affordable Refinance Program. Okay, so you could actually refinance with them. However, they also have a HAFA program, Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternatives Program, which provides homeowners the opportunity to exit their homes and can be relieved of their remaining mortgage debt through a short sale or deed in lieu of foreclosure. It also provides homeowners with $10,000 in relocation assistance. Okay? So that might have been a good option for Lash if he wanted that option and if he was underwater. Okay? Now, there's another option. It's called the Home Affordable Unemployment Program, or UP. UP reduces or suspends your monthly mortgage payment, giving you so much needed breathing room while you're searching for your next job. Okay? However, in order to qualify for the UP, I believe that you have to be receiving unemployment. Okay? The last, they have a couple different options. They have an FHA short refinance, which is Federal Housing Administration short refinance for borrowers with negative equity. And then they have the hardest hit fund programs, which we've discussed. I think we discussed last week, and we put the links up there. It's in 18 states. Some states are closed. Okay, but it's basically what happened. So we're going to click on the Home Affordable Modification Program. Why are we going to do that? Because we're going to read what the features and benefits and the eligibility is for that program. This is probably the most common applied to program. And if you go to makinghomeaffordable.gov, they give you the application there to fill out, as well as the tax form that you need to fill out and submit to open up your modification application or your request for mortgage assistance, which is known as an RMA. Okay, so HAMP, we've already discussed, is designed to lower monthly mortgage payments, making them affordable and sustainable for the long term. The application deadline is December 31st, 2016. Okay, so you have well more than a year. You've got 15 months plus to apply for the program. Okay. Features and benefits of HAMP. HAMP achieves a more affordable payment by adjusting your interest rate, extending your term, and reducing or forbearing your principal. HAMP homeowners typically save about $500 per month. Through HAMP, you can get help with your primary residence or rental property, just so you know. If you owe significantly more than your home is worth, 115% loan-to-value, you're automatically evaluated for principal reduction, meaning they reduce the amount that you owe. And just for making timely payments, you could earn up to $10,000, which would be used to reduce your principal amounts. By the way, we just helped a client achieve that, where they're going to get $1,000 a year for the first 5 years, and in their sixth year of modifying their mortgage, they're going to get a $5,000 reduction. So in 6 years, their mortgage is going to be reduced by $10,000. Okay. What I want to focus on real quick is the eligibility. You may be eligible for HAMP if you meet the following basic criteria. You are struggling to make your mortgage payments due to financial hardship. In Lashton's case, that he complies. You are delinquent or in danger of falling behind on your mortgage. Did you hear that? You are delinquent or in danger of falling behind on your mortgage. Doesn't have to say you have to be delinquent. Okay, so he was that. You obtained your mortgage on or before January 1st, 2009. We don't know if he was that, but let's assume he was. Your property has not been condemned, okay? And you owe up to $729,750 on your primary residence or 1-to-4-unit rental property. Loan limits are higher for 2-to-4-unit properties, okay? Mortgage companies nationwide, including Bank of America, City Mortgage, JPMorgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, participate in MHA. And there are similar programs for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, and USDA. Okay, so let's say you apply and you're told that you have to fall behind and you're not behind. What are you going to do then? Okay, well, a couple things. Okay, one, you're going to file a formal complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at consumerfinance.gov. Okay. The CFPB is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, okay? You can also file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission or the FTC, and you can file a complaint with the Making Home Affordable Modification Program Escalations Team. You can actually call them and open up a case and have them manage your application process, okay? So there are so many options that exist for you folks. and that exist for gentlemen like Lashton, that it's just a matter of understanding what they are, okay? Do they have repercussions for credit reporting? Absolutely. Are they able to lie to you? No, okay? That's actually an FDCPA violation, a Fair Debt Collection Practices Act violation, and that's overseen by the Federal Trade Commission or the FTC. So that would warrant a separate complaint to the FTC with regard to lying to you, okay, and violating that. So, again, folks, it's so important that you know your rights. It's important that you understand what programs exist for you, okay? You should be able to call up Ocwen or whomever your mortgage lender or servicer is and ask them, what programs am I eligible for, okay? If it's your primary residence, it was purchased after 2009, you owe less than $730,000 on your first mortgage, then reality is you should qualify for MHA HAMP as long as you have financial wherewithal, okay? And as long as you, you know, I mean, in some cases I've seen people qualify that have equity in their home. In other cases, they fight them. I don't understand why, because it's not about not having equity in your home. It's about having a financial hardship, okay? In that case, you're going to go over to the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, at consumerfinance.gov, and you're going to fight that, okay? If you feel that you've been defrauded in any way, shape, or form, you're going to want to also submit a complaint to the CFPB. You might want to submit one to the FTC if you feel that you have FDCPA violations or just other violations that might warrant that, okay? Also, be aware that you have a state attorney general, okay? They will also investigate things like this, and they will manage and oversee the responses from your mortgage servicer or lender. They may not get directly involved unless there's some blatant violation of law, but you can never have too many hands helping you, okay? And like I said, last but not least, contact Making Home Affordable and ask for their escalations team. Okay, go to makinghomeaffordable.gov. They've got a phone number on the top right, free expert help. You can ask for their escalations team. I would presume they're going to provide you with the information. We already have it, so we utilize it in our office. If you don't have it and you need it, give our office a call. Again, you can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can contact us through Twitter, Facebook, through thedailycomplaint.com. You can also contact me 24 hours a day. Granted, I'm going to be sleeping at some of those hours. But my personal signature, Dana Schaffman, is going to be at the bottom of every single show. Okay, folks, so reality is you should never suffer in silence. You have to know your rights in order to assert them. You have to understand how to assert your rights if you're going to assert them. And don't be afraid to get help and get those agencies and departments or regulators on your side to see if they can help you through the process. That's how we've been able to be so successful with our clients, if I'm being honest, is because we file powerful, dynamic complaints on behalf of our clients as consumer rights advocates. So the best person that can advocate for you folks is you. So that's what I would recommend. But like I said, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Don't suffer in silence. There's no point in doing that. Get the help that you need. So, folks, thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. I know we're off to a great start. It's Monday, September 14th. We're almost halfway through September. So there is no better time to keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. There's no better time to know your rights and assert your rights. There's no better time to take advantage of government assistance that exists for you. It's just a matter of you taking those first steps, knowing your rights, putting together the documentation, creating that attack strategy or attack plan to asserting your rights, and getting on with achieving the results that you desire. Okay? So thank you so much. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome episode of The Daily Complaint. Know your rights and assert your rights. Like I said, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com to listen to any show. Contact us. Visit our Twitter and Facebook, folks. We're so grateful and blessed to be able to come to you every weekday and do what we do. But you've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. So thank you so much. Have a great day. This is The Daily Complaint.